Congress has now been in session for over a month, and the biggest items on the agenda continue to involve health care and deficit reduction. But members of the Alaska delegation are also working on a number of items that are tailored more specifically to the needs of the 49th state. Improving marine safety and increasing oil spill response capabilities are both top priorities for Senator Lisa Murkowski and Senator Mark Begich.
We need more icebreakers. We have currently three icebreakers, two of which are broken at the moment.
That's Bob King, a legislative assistant for Begich and a fisheries historian. He says that a major goal for his office is making sure that the federal government has assets like icebreakers in place in Alaska that can assist distressed vessels and help with cleanup in the event of an oil spill. As vessel traffic continues to increase through the Bering Sea to the Arctic Circle, there's increased risk of damaging Alaska waters and hurting the state's fisheries.
Sondang IU, the Golden Seas earlier this year, that fortunately was averted.
Arnie Fugelvog is a legislative assistant for Murkowski who focuses on fisheries policy, and he agrees. He says that the work that is being done on the Aleutian Islands risk assessment is an important step in getting funding for something like the permanent presence of an ocean-going tug in the region.
We've had too many close calls and too many bad accidents for people not to understand that we need something better. But the way that the process works is you really need to have kind of a document in hand in order to go to policymakers and go to federal agencies and say, well, we did an independent risk assessment. These are the risks. These are the potential solutions. Now we need to move forward and try to find some of those solutions and implement them.
In addition to protecting Alaska waters from accidents, King says he also wants to make sure that the federal government studies ways to protect the ocean from climate change, with ocean acidification being a major problem in this regard.
It's already impacting shellfish growers and others. So I think actually ocean acidification is a major concern that needs to be addressed. I think NOAA's, you know, really behind the curve in terms of doing a lot of the basic research and the like.
This, King says, is especially important to ensuring the sustainability of Alaska's fisheries.
It gets right to the base of the food chain.
But getting funding for things like ocean acidification research may be a greater challenge than in years past. An earmark ban is currently in place on Capitol Hill, which prevents members of Congress from securing money directly. In the past, stock assessments of king crab and research on stellar sea lions had been funded through earmarks. Now, Fugelvog says that the Alaska delegation is just going to have to work more closely with federal agencies to make sure that funding doesn't get cut.
We have to work with the agencies to try to ensure that Alaska is still going to get their share of federal spending and projects are going to be represented to the agencies, and we will work very, very hard to make sure they understand how important those projects are.
The animosity toward earmarks in Washington could also make it more difficult to fund some capital projects. And improving infrastructure in coastal communities is a top focus in Murkowski's office right now.
Ports and harbors are really crucial.
The Unalaska Small Boat Harbor is on the list of projects that Murkowski's office would like to see go through this year.
We believe that all the money is there to finish that project. We're very, very hopeful and very optimistic that that's going to be the case.
In addition to these issues, both Fugelvog and King agree that preventing FDA approval of genetically modified salmon, and making sure that Alaska's interests are heard when shaping a national ocean policy are top priorities for the Alaska delegation when working on fisheries issues. In Unalaska, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.